JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Memorandum of Understanding signed to build a new community center in Giddy Hall, St. Elizabeth. And later, a look at today's female trailblazer. These and more as we take you Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Principals,
teachers,
parents,
the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management and the Ministry of Education are inviting government primary and high schools in
Kingston,
St. Andrew,
St. Catherine,
and St. Thomas to participate in the Drop, Cover and Hold earthquake drill on March 22 and 23.
The earthquake drill for high schools is Tuesday, March 22.
And look out, primary schools, Wednesday, March 23 is your day.
Schools are required to register and download their checklist from the ODPEM or Ministry of Education website. Call ODPEM at 906-9674 for details.
A community center is to be built in Giddy Hall, St. Elizabeth, to replace the over 65-year-old structure that exists. A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, has been signed between the Embassy of Japan and the Giddy Hall Community Development Committee, CDC, for construction of the facility. The center, to be built through funding support from the Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Project, will be completed next year. Junior Youth Minister and Member of Parliament for Southwest St. Elizabeth, Floyd Green, is commending the government of Japan for its continued support.
I thank the people of Japan for investing in our people and for recognizing that in this global village, we have a shared world and a shared future. And an investment here in Jamaica is also to the benefit of the people of Japan.
The community center will house a computer lab, a library, fashion design area, as well as a space for persons interested in arts and craft. And President of the Giddy Hall CDC, Wesley Smith, expressed gratitude on behalf of the thousands of residents who will benefit.
I know that this project will be a huge development to the community of Giddy Hall, and in no doubt the residents will really appreciate this gesture from the Japanese government.
Approximately 7,000 residents in the communities of Giddy Hall, New Market, Brighton, Springfields, and Middle Quarters will benefit from the construction of the new center. Vision 2030 Jamaica is aiming to achieve an economy that provides a high standard of living for all Jamaicans. For this to happen, the country must develop a tax system that is fair and simple, and Jamaicans must pay their taxes. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. We continue to highlight the contribution of female trailblazers who've helped to shape the Jamaica we know today. Today's trailblazer was born in Jamaica and appointed chaplain to the House of Commons in 2010. She was the first woman and first person of African descent to be so appointed. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
We help you get there.
If you are a small business owner and you need a loan to build your business, but you just don't have enough collateral to borrow all you need, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you by guaranteeing part of the loan for you. Ask your financial institution about the DBJ's Credit Enhancement Facility.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Today's female trailblazer is Reverend Rose Hudson Wilkin. On our community notice board, the Central Jamaica Conference of Seventh-day Adventists will host a prayer breakfast on March 25, beginning at 7 a.m. at the Willowdean Group of Schools in Spanish Town. Proceeds will be in aid of refurbishing homes for elderly persons. For more information, call 527-4488. That's where we end today's program, but thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.